This is hilarious. I love anything with babies and animals. That's hilarious. Yes. Okay, so very true. Unfortunately, what we're finding in the research is that after many years of drumming and exposure to loud noise, sometimes the effects of it doesn't catch up with us until years later. And typically the first symptom of such high noise induced hearing loss. The first symptom of it is that ringing in the ear, which is defined as tinnitus or tinnitus. And it can sound like anywhere from just music playing in the background to the high pitch E sound or some kind of low staticky sound. It can be essentially even whooshing sound. So anything that is any sound that you hear in your ears, in both ears, is the key. Any sound that you hear in both ears at the same time that doesn't actually have an outside source. It's a phantom sound. That's going to be your first symptom. And usually with the noise-induced high-frequency kind, it's going to be like an ee kind of sound. So that's going to be your first symptom. And usually that's an indicator that hearing loss. So we treat tinnitus and hearing loss over at the clinic, so we'd want to look at that. The only time that I would refer you over to an ENT is if it's happening in one ear and not the other ear. So that can be other causes for something like that. But when it comes to noise induced, it's the same head, the same ears, and the noise is all around. So both ears get affected.